I will do that. I will do that. This is a song that came about as a result of an article in Huffington Post. And so this was an article about the Westboro Baptist Church people. Now, those are those awful people that go around with the God hates everything signs. And they were at a Lady Gaga concert. That certainly caught my attention. And I love Lady Gaga. And so the Westboro people were there to protest, of course. And I didn't read the whole article, because what would be the point, really? But there was a quote in the article that really blew me away, and it was something, blah, 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 blah. Lady Gaga's less than beautiful singing program. And that language, to call what Lady Gaga does a singing program, just killed me. It just killed me. And I'm sure it was very intentional on the part of the speaker, and it was sort of a way to establish the lack of worldliness of the speaker, sort of like religious clothing establishes your lack of worldliness. I mean, if you see a person running around in a long dress and a bonnet, you get that they're, okay, you're not worldly, you're different than me. If you hear somebody refer to what Lady Gaga does as a singing program, you get that they have not been to a show since the 1400s. So, but as soon as I read it, I was like, oh, what? I have got to write a song called Lady Gaga's Singing Program, because what a wonderful title. And I wanted to write it as a hymn. And I know a lot of hymns, because we sang hymns all the time when I was a kid. That we sang them all the time, sitting around the house, riding around the car. We loved hymns. We went to church pretty much every Sunday, Methodist church. We never got religious enough to start hating people. But yeah, but so I wanted to write it as a hymn, and I wanted to write it from the viewpoint of the Westboro Baptist Church. And while I felt I pretty much had the viewpoint down, because there's not a whole lot to it, I wanted to be sure. I wanted to get some language, so I went to their website. Yeah, I do not recommend it. I don't. I thought maybe it might even be funny, but it isn't even funny. But anyway, here's my song, written from the viewpoint of the Westboro Baptist Church. Lady Gaga's singing program.
Up on the stage, the devil's proud whore, bringing the demons straight to your door. The righteous and right indignantly damn. Lady Gaga's singing program. We'll shake off the dust and open the gates to the long list of stuff that God really hates. And strong among these, from where we all stand, is Lady Gaga's singing program. And we shall strike a blow unto the demon's smile. We have taken forth the precious from the vial, and surely of the beast and not the lamb, is Lady Gaga's singing program. The Lord sits and stares out over his knees, disgusted with nearly all that he sees, with the wicked and low confounding our land, and Lady Gaga's singing program. Lady Gaga's singing program. We sing that with me.
Okay, now get this. The Westboro Baptist Church people have heard that song. That is so satisfying to me, I can't tell you. Anyway, the Westboro people had been tweeting about my song. And they heard it because I had done the song on the Mountain Stage radio show. At first, I wasn't even sure that they got that it was sarcastic, because I believe they did. I do. But the first tweet was, the very talented Cheryl Wheeler has written this song, blah, blah, blah. And then the next tweet was, this angry dyke has written this. So, and I'm not angry, but my manager wanted to respond to them. And I said, if you really want to see an angry dyke, why don't you do that? So,
fall comes to New England. The sun slants in so fine. And the air is so clear, you can almost hear the grapes grow on the vine. The nights are sharp with starlight, and the days are cool and clean. And in the blue sky overhead, the northern geese fly south instead, and leaves our Irish setter red. When fall comes to New England, when fall comes to New England, and the wind blows off the sea, swallows fly in a perfect sky, and the world was meant to be. When the acorns line the walkways, then winter can't be far. From yellow leaves, a blue jay calls. Grandmothers walk out in their shawls, and chipmunks run the old stone walls. When fall comes to New England, frost is on the pumpkin, the squash is off the vine, and winter warnings race across the sky. The squirrels are on to something, and they're working overtime. The foxes blink and stare, and so do I. 'Cause when fall comes to New England, oh, I can't turn away from fading light on flying wings, and late goodbyes a robin sings, and then another thousand things. When fall comes to New England, when fall comes to New England. One, two, three, four.
Little Suzanne Vega there, 99.9 Fahrenheit degrees, title track to that album. Going back to 1992, I can't even read it, this type is so small. Or maybe my eyes are just getting worse, I'm really not sure. We heard some new music from KT Tunstall, we heard Maybe It's a Good Thing, title track there. And Chastity Brown did The Long Way, actually just Long Way. And she is coming to the Berklee Performance Center on Monday, November 14th. Mark your calendars for that. Chastity Brown coming to town. I guess she's been doing some touring with Ani DiFranco, but she's a great artist in her own right. We heard Kristen Hall going way back to 1991. We heard Peaches. I just love that album. Kristen Hall has done a lot of great things. She used to be, I think, the guitar technician for the Indigo Girls. She did some solo stuff. She was actually in Sugarland for a while. The band, the country band Sugarland. And I'm not really sure what she's doing now, but I love Kristen Hall. And then before that, we heard a couple tracks from Cheryl Wheeler. Now, I preface that by saying that right before Cheryl Wheeler, we heard new music from Lady Gaga. We heard Perfect Illusion. And then Cheryl Wheeler, who is hilarious, gave us a live performance of her song, Lady Gaga's Singing Program, her tribute to the Westboro Baptist Church. And Cheryl is hilarious, but she's also a great singer, and she's a, you know, just a great musician. And she will be performing at the Bull Run out in Shirley, Mass. And I'm going to tell you when. She'll be there actually this coming Friday, September 16th. It's an 8 o'clock show at the Bull Run Restaurant in Shirley, Mass. And you can check them out, or actually give them a call at 978-425-4311. That's the Bull Run Restaurant in Shirley, Mass. Don't miss Cheryl Wheeler. So in addition to Lady Gaga's Singing Program, she gave us the timely When Fall Comes to New England from her 1993 album, Driving Home. Cheryl Wheeler is a lot of fun to see in concert. She's very funny, so please do go see her. It's 1226 here at Something About the Women, and thank you so much for tuning in. I will be here until 1 o'clock, and then Brian Young takes over with Crash Course for the Ravers. So do stay tuned for that. We have all kinds of great music here on WMFO all day and all night. So never leave the station off. Leave it on all the time, every minute of every day. Okay, so this is new, but it's old. There's a new album out featuring some old radio programs from Dinah Washington. And I heard this track and I was like, wow, she's amazing. I believe it was from Birdland. I don't even know the date, but it sounds like she's very young, perhaps even starting out. But this is new, in quotes, from Dinah Washington here on Something About the Women.
Does he love me? It's too soon to know. Can I believe him when he tells me so? Is he fooling? Is this just a game? Am I the fire or just another? Yes, it's too soon to know. Is this just a game? Am I the fire? Or just another flame? Though I'll cry when he's gone, I won't die. I'll live on. If it's so, it's too soon.
Voice of Miss Dinah Washington.
Ma 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 train, I must go. Time for coffee, colored kisses, and a bit of conversation. No, 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 no. La da da, ba ma, ba ma.
Sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was you held my hand, warm like the month of May it was, and I'll say it was grand. to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. I did not know what year it was. Life was no prize. I wanted love, and there it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now.
When we want to love, we love. When we want to kiss, we kiss. With a little petting, we're getting some fun out of life. When we want to work, we work. When we want to play, we play. In a happy setting, we're getting some fun out of life. Maybe we do the right thing. Maybe we do wrong. Spending each day wending our way along. But when we want to sing, we sing. We're getting some fun out of life.
Gonna run me around. driving up that lonesome road, then I seen a lot of suns going down. But trust me, no low life's gonna run me around. So let me tell you something, sister. Remember your name. No twister gonna steal your stuff away, my sister.
And wrapping up a set of jazz there with Suede doing Miss Seeley's Blues from Barely Blue. Suede. Check her out. She plays a lot up in Ogunquit, Provincetown. She comes to Cambridge every so often. Great show. Before that, we heard Madeline Peyrou doing Getting Some Fun Out of Life from Dreamland. Diana Krall, that was a bonus track from The Girl in the Other Room. Turns out it was an instrumental called Sometimes I Just Freak Out, which is kind of what I was doing because the computer here in the studio stopped working. And so I just let things play. Brian and I somehow managed to get it back up and working, so that's the good news. We also heard from Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. I didn't know what time it was. And Cassandra Wilson did Last Train to Clarksville. I think I wrote Clarksdale because I love Clarksdale. Ella Fitzgerald, I've Got It Bad and That Ain't Good. And started the set with some new, in quotation marks, music from Dinah Washington, Too Soon to Know. Well, that does it for me. Thank you very much for listening. You are, of course, tuned to Something About the Women. We're here every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And of course, we're on 91.5 WMFO Medford. And I'm going to leave you with one last request. This is Roseanne Cash going out to Tana. Thanks for listening and take care.